featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're listening to
Earshot Daily. Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily. Welcome to another episode of Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Vicky Morgan, and I'm in St. John's, Newfoundland. Where are you? Tell me in the comments. Hit that subscribe button. Wait, hold on. I've been watching way too much YouTube with my kids. Welcome to Earshot Daily. This is radio. You can't talk back. Up next is a brand new tune from Mulberry Creek that was produced by Mr. Corey Tedford. And yes, I did get to sing on this tune with Corey Tedford. I don't know how I got to be so lucky. This song is about all those folks who get knocked down over and over and over and over and over, and they keep getting back up. You know, like in high school when all the cool kids sit at the same little table and all the rest of us are kind of left out all the time, and we never really realized that if we all had sat together, we would have outnumbered all those guys. Well, this is Loser Anthem, and this is for you.
Earshot Daily.
So that was Loser Anthem by Mulberry Creek. And next up on Earshot Daily, man, are you in for a treat. Alan Doyle, who is currently starring in the brand new musical Telltale Harbor, which is based on the movie The Grand Seduction and is currently playing at the Confederation Center on Prince Edward Island this summer. We got to sit down with Alan Doyle and talk about all the new stuff he's got going on. So make sure you stick around for after the interview. We've got a song from the brand new album live tonight. It's amazing. I don't know how I got to be so lucky. I'm recording songs with Corey Tedford and I'm talking to Alan Doyle. I don't know what is going on for Vicky Morgan, but I tell you, I'm pretty happy with all of it.
So I'm joined on the show today by everybody's best friend, but mostly my best friend, Alan Doyle.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
You're a very, very busy man. You have a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm lucky this summer I got fun things to be busy with, you know, like doing the shows. And it works out kind of good because I'm in Charlottetown for the most of the summer. And I just have a little condo just down the street from the Confederation Center of the Arts. And it's almost like, in a weird way, kind of 9 to 5-y. Like where I come over here in the morning and I do press and then we do rehearsals in the afternoon and then we do shows in the nighttime. And it's like, it's kind of a cool routine that I don't normally get to do, if you know what I mean. Like I'm really enjoying it.
So your family is actually with you. So it's not like a tour where you're off and, you know, checking in, emails and phone calls. Like you actually have your family with you. So we do 9 to 5.
And I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping in the same place every night, you know, which is wacky for me. Like I've been here with the exception of a couple of like gigs I had to run up to, once to Nova Scotia and once to Alberta. I've slept in the same bed for 6 or 7 weeks in a row now and will until the end of September, which is, you know, that's a crazy thing, especially in the summer where we're, you know, chasing festivals all over the place. And we're still doing a bit of that. But and all this to say, it's been great fun so far. And I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Over the last 4 years, you haven't exactly, this isn't the only thing you've been working on. I do want to talk about the 3 albums that you appear on.
Yeah, sure.
So Back to the Harbor was the last one with the, and Live Tonight is another one. Yeah. Like that's in the past year, right? They've come out in the past 12 months.
Yeah. So I'm trying to remember now. There was one other one.
Oh, the cast recording, of course. And Songs from Home, is it something?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so there's actually 4, but in the past year, you've had, and then the cast recording for Telltale Harbor, of course, is also available.
So the live record was something that myself and Corey Tedford been toiling on for a while. We recorded multi-tracked a number of shows over the last 3 years, everything is 3 years, of course. Just the year before the pandemic, if you will. And we recorded a bunch of live appearances live. And then Corey edited and mixed and mastered a collection of songs just to give people an indication of what, you know, the Alan Doyle and Beautiful, Beautiful Band Night looks like and sounds like. And then the record we did at Joel's was super fun, called Back to the Harbor. And that was really just a function of being available in it over a week-long period in Halifax. We were right in the middle of a pandemic. We were doing some like small capacity shows as a trio, me and Corey and Kendall. And we did like the trail side over here in Prince Edward Island. And we did a couple of things in Nova Scotia and a couple of things in New Brunswick, I believe. And we just happened to have like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off in Halifax. And Joel Plaskett has this beautiful studio over in Dartmouth. So we just sort of went over there and we rented it for a few days and Joel was around and we just sat around his old piano and sang a few songs that I like singing. And we didn't think much about it and didn't plan much for it. And what resulted was this beautiful record that's just songs we like singing when we're not thinking about what we're supposed to be singing. And that was Back to the Harbor. And then spent the rest of the year really just hammering away, trying to do a cast recording for a musical that's not finished yet, where the cast, now that's where the pandemic really tripped us up, because we had since January of this year, we had 5 or 6 different opportunities where the cast and the band would be together but every time it got lined up, COVID hit. And so we ended up having to do the cast recording kind of in a way that we didn't plan. So the singers hardly ever sang together. They were in different parts of the world. The musicians were all over the world. And we just, myself and Bob Foster and Corey Tedford just assembled it in a Dropbox, basically in a feat of time code obeyance. Like I'm unaccustomed to.
Your website, I got to tell you, your team is always up to date. The tour dates are always on there. The album, like all the merch is always available. Everything is your team is amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. I'm very lucky. Yeah. To have, you know, that's mostly this head that most of that is quarterbacked by my manager, Louie, over at Sonic Entertainment. And they do everything for me and for all the artists, really, from, you know, bookings to you know, merch management to everything. You know, it's an incredible, I'm lucky to have them, trust me.
They're on top of it, for sure. So all those albums are available on the website. And of course, you have a bunch of shows in between the musical, which we're going to get to. But you also have weekend shows where you're zipping out and doing shows on the weekends for a lot of the summer and back again to Charlottetown. So you have, I know you're in St. John. And there's a whole bunch across Canada. So check out the website.
Yeah, there's a St. John, New Brunswick is hosting the Memorial Cup this year. So they do like sort of pre-hockey game tailgate parties, which is a wicked laugh. And I'm doing a big outdoor show in Halifax, and I'm doing the George Street Festival in St. John's. And then there's, I think, one of the festivals in Alberta in Red Deer, I think. And then a few other bits and pieces here and there. And all sort of wrapped around the weekends off that I have here in Charlottetown, because the way they do it in rotation here is in rep, as they say in the theater world, I'm just learning, there's 8 main stage shows a week here in Charlottetown. 4 of them are Telltale Harbor, but of course the other 4 are Anna Green Gables, which is incredible looking this year. And every other weekend I have off. And so I'm doing the odd festival and the odd gig here, there, and everywhere. And it's great fun.
Every other weekend you're off. That's hilarious. Alberta is kind of a shock. I didn't realize you were going that far out. Just once.
And I tried to keep it mostly to the eastern half of the country for the summer. But there was one gig I had booked a long time ago, to be honest. That I'm looking forward to doing it. Just got a blast. It's going to be a bit of flying that weekend, but that's all you can do.
So obviously when you start doing a brand new thing, which you've done a lot of, like producing for other people or writing books or whatever, when people find out you're good at something, they ask you to, people start asking you to do it again. So I'm going to take the opportunity here to ask, like, are you having enough fun that if somebody asks you to do another musical, whether it be write or perform in it, are you having enough fun that you'd even consider doing something similar?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'd consider anything anytime, you know, and to be honest, I mean, but you know, I have a lot to learn about how to do this. Right. And I'm keenly aware of how much I have to learn, and I'm keenly aware of what my skill set could bring to it, but also I'm keenly aware of what my skill set doesn't bring to it yet. You know, and I think it would take a long time to be a ready musical theater gun, you know. And so I don't know. I mean, you know, I love the fact that, you know, my life's kind of an open book, you know, where, like, I don't know, where, like, a plan 15 or 16 months ahead with touring and that. But then I don't know, like, if someone says, do you want to go do 3 days on a movie or something? All right. I don't know. Then I'm happy to go try it. I'm like, I might be good at it. I might not. But you know, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'd be very surprised when, you know, this Telltale Harbor run is underway. If, you know, somebody from, you know, Toronto or something was phoning me to be a buddy and Fiddler on the Roof or something, you know, that would be a big surprise to me, trust me. But, you know, who knows?
So you have learned at each juncture, like, you have learned new things, like, for, especially for film and TV and stage roles and stuff like that. Like, I know for Robin Hood, you had to learn how to ride a horse, right?
Yeah.
I know for, like, I heard for Republic of Doyle, you spent some time in jail. And then for Hudson and Rex, you actually opened up a dog show. I'm just kidding. But did you have to learn? Did you have to learn anything new for this one?
8 bars of dancing. It's you know, if you're a band from Petty Harbor and the Doyle family, you know, the men haven't danced in our family in about 7 generations. We've been the band, like, you know, we played at our own weddings. You know, that's just what we do. But I do indeed dance for 8 bars in this show, and as I've been telling my musician friends, it's either going to be amazing and you got to come see the show, or it's going to be completely humiliating and you got to come see the show.
Wow. So you took dance lessons?
I did. Yeah. Jill Dreddy in St. John's for 10 weeks last year. And there's a wonderful choreographer here named Linda Garneau. And she's been applying all kinds of Jill's tricks and to get me to, to move less like a guy who's been in a band for 40 years.
So when I saw that the show had opened, speaking of being able to see the show and come see the whole, you know, see what you're actually up to on stage and stuff, I applied for literally every job they had available, like stage manager, usher. It's apparent I don't have a role in the show. I think they made a good decision there. Didn't even get a look in, but that's fine. There's always time, right? I'm not even there yet, but I was thrilled to see that the show was coming to Newfoundland. Yeah. Like, it's just absolutely amazing. It's one of those like out of body, like you can't, are you seriously bringing it to Newfoundland? Like who does that? I mean, it's come home year and you're one of the ambassadors, of course, for Newfoundland every year, but you're one of the ambassadors for come home year. And it was like, wait, he's going to be gone for the summer. Like, what are we supposed to do all summer? And then it was like, oh, no, it's fine. He's coming here in October. You're coming to here with Telltale Harbor, like a traveling, almost like a Broadway show. You're taking it on the road. What's that about?
Yeah, well, it was really an initiative from the provincial government who were, you know, planning a years long come home here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And part of it that they, you know, they're supporting concerts and they're supporting, you know, live theater, and they're doing all kinds of, you know, arts installations and that kind of thing. And Telltale Harbor was just one of the things that they wanted to put on for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador over the course of the year. And it just worked out great. I think that the deal was really between the Confederation Center for the Arts here and the provincial government of Newfoundland and Labrador and the Arts Culture Centers. And they did a deal where the cast and this production doesn't really wrap up here. We finish here, I think on September 24th or something. And we fly to Labrador the next day, and then we do a little concert version up there. And then all our sets, everything from the show gets loaded into a truck and put on the ferry, and it, you know, the whole revolve and the costumes and the everything, the band, everything rolls across Newfoundland in October.
So just a few months ago, we had James Taylor here in town. I believe he had 8 or 9 semis out front of Mile One Stadium. Like, so that's a whole skill set too, right? Like taking a show on the road and packing it in and unloading it is not something that I would imagine the crew at the Charlottetown Festival is used to doing, right?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm quite impressed with that. They do that more than I would have thought. They roll shows out of here. Not all the time, but they have done a few in the last, say, 5-6 years that they put on the road. And you know, my team, as you say, you know, I don't hardly know anything about musical theater, but I know how to put, we know how to put stuff in a truck and get it in and out of a place every night. So we've been helping with a lot of that stuff. But I confess that been nothing but impressed with their plans, because, you know, when it came to the discussion of bringing Telltale Harbor to Newfoundland, my insistence was, I am not bringing half the show to Newfoundland. I'm not doing it. I'm not bringing a lesser version of this to Newfoundland. I'm not doing it. And so if we can bring the show that we're putting on here or better to Newfoundland Labrador, then I'll do it. And if we can't, I'm not. And so we are. We're bringing it, the whole drill.
Arts and Culture Center is like the dream of every kid at the Kiwanis, right? Is the Arts and Culture Center stage is fantastic. I know you've played, I believe last time you were at the Arts and Culture Center, you were with Obama, or was that,
No, he was at the stadium. I don't know when the last time I played Arts and Culture Center would have been.
It was with, oh my God.
Symphony or Shalloway or something? Or
something like that.
Maybe.
It might have been choir or something like
orchestra
that.
Or something. I don't know.
Sorry, I thought Obama was at I wasn't allowed anywhere near Obama, even though I'm an American. They were. You can't see this on the radio. I'm using air quotes, but they were concerned for his safety. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm surprised they let me in.
Well, you know, it helps to have. It helps to be doing what you're doing, right? To get close. And again, radio shows. I'm going to give a plug here for NCRA and this Earshot show. Like, people who want to be in radio, it's such a fantastic opportunity to interview people that you want to talk to. Or that's get great. Your own songs on, or whatever it is. Like, radio, really, and same with video. If you hold a camera, my God, you can get in just about anywhere. But it's really great to be able to get in places, you know? And your resume has really put you in some pretty awesome places that a guy from Petty Harbor is kind of, you know, kind of probably still shocked, right?
It's one of the, I've had more than one, how did I get here, pinch me moment in my life, and I'm grateful for it. Yeah, you know, I just, I know we got to wrap up soon, but I'm excited to get to to do this show in Newfoundland at home. And, you know, because it is, you know, it really is a, in its origin, a product of the people here at the Charlottetown Festival. But of course, the bulk of the team putting it together are all from Newfoundland, you know, myself and Ed Rich, who's the main writer on the show. And then we have our director is Jill Colley. And then our head of lights is a gal named Leanne Vardy, who's from Cornerbrook. And then, yeah, it's a, there's a whole bunch of, there's a lot of, it's very much an Atlantic Canadian production. But the heart and soul of it is in, is from Newfoundland, Labrador. And that's beautiful to me.
What was it like? So I know you had, it was kind of a different experience to be writing with a team where what you were writing affected lots of other departments and storylines and all that stuff. So that had to be interesting too.
Yeah. The way I describe it is like doing a musical is like a Rubik's Cube, right? And if you're in charge of the songwriting side, like I was, the, you know, we'll call it the blue side, every, you know, I don't know, every week or something, I'd be all excited and I'd call everyone and go, hey, I got all the blue side lined up. It's great. All the songs are awesome. And then somebody from the staging side or the story side, which is the yellow side or the green side, would call and say, yeah, but you shagged us up. You twisted it. And now we are shagged. So you constantly have to advance the story or the Rubik's Cube in concert with the other departments, right? And everybody has to help everybody else. And, or I can't imagine how it would get done. You know, it's just like the, if you hand delivered 10 songs and say, go ahead and make a musical about that. And it would be a completely different thing, right? Like you really have to, I mean, literally when I get off this call, we have we've done two previews. We are rearranging the finale this afternoon. So we're changing it. Not a little bit either, like a big brushstroke that we're doing, that we're performing tomorrow night.
Wow.
The preview.
That's amazing. That's, you know, at this stage in your career and everything, I don't know, can you call it a career when you change around, you do like 15, you're really good at 15 things? I mean, it's not just one musical career in one straight line, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that you're trying.
I don't know. I don't care what we call it, as long as I keep getting the chance to do it all.
Just the thing that is Alan Doyle, like the fact that you're able to work with a team and take feedback like that and create something and have somebody say, no, you got to do it again. Like that's flexible, like the psychological flexibility that goes along with that's pretty, pretty amazing. So
it's important. I think it's important, especially in this genre, that if you dig your heels in on something, then you're really tying the hands of the people who are in the other departments. And you really got to, it's the most collaborative thing I've ever done. You know, and you just, everybody has to help everybody else, or it would just never get done. I just don't know how you would ever get it done.
George Street Festival, before you go, George Street Festival, back to, I mean, my God, when's the last time you played a George Street Festival?
That's a good question. I did it with my band, like 2015, 16, something like that.
But it goes way back. You've been on that stage an awful lot of time.
We did. We actually launched, Creeping Sea launched our record, our up record, I think, play record.
I remember that night it was cold and you guys came out in shorts and you said, if you guys are cold, we're going to be cold. And it was amazing. So I cannot wait for the George Street Festival. Alan, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Break all the legs and we cannot wait to see everything that you're doing now and everything you're going to get up to. You're amazing.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy. Cheers. Say hey to Charlottetown for me.
I will do.
See ya.
Submit your music to be on the show at earshot-distro.ca.
You hide when the ghost under your bed made you cry. Just yesterday, where did you run? Did you lose your way before the day had begun? You for a while, did you find your mother's smile? Did it shine on? Oh, shine on. Where did you think you'd be by now? Did it look like somewhere else, some way, somehow?
You drove away. Was there a sound? A simple melody that turned it all around. In the moment you were gone, did you hear your favorite song and it shine on, shine on, oh shine.
That was Shine On from Alan Doyle and the beautiful, beautiful band off their brand new album, Live Tonight. You can also see Alan this summer at the Confederation Center in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And you could also see him in St. John's, Newfoundland, and touring Newfoundland with Telltale Harbor in October. Or you can catch him at the George Street Festival in July. He's all over the place. It's awesome. Thanks again to Alan for being on the show. Thank you for listening to Earshot Daily. And if you'd like to know more about Earshot Daily, you can check us out at earshot-distro.ca. And if you'd like to hear the uncut interview with Alan Doyle, you can go check us out at Mulberry Creek Music on Facebook. We'll be back tomorrow with another half hour of brand new material from all across the country here on the Earshot Daily Show. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow, or Monday if it's Friday.